When voters within the Cadillac School District vote in Michigan's primary Tuesday, they'll also decide whether to continue funding a millage. It pays operating costs for Cadillac schools. People who live in the homes they own will not be taxed, but secondary homeowners and property business owners will be. IPR's Laura Michaels talked to businesses and the local school district about what the tax money means to them.
It's a Wednesday afternoon in downtown Cadillac. We are inside the consignment store Your Sister's Closet. Owner Casey Ramsey is promoting her business via Facebook Live.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Casey coming from Your Sister's Closet in downtown Cadillac. Of course, we are going live once again this week.
Ramsey says many small business owners, like her, operate on thin margins.
When you have a small business, you don't get into it to be rich. You get into it because you're passionate about it.
Ramsey says extra taxes can hit a small company hard. She doesn't own the building her store is in, so she won't be subject to the tax directly. But she worries her landlord could pass the cost on.
She could have always passed it along to me as in raising my rent. I've been fortunate enough, she has not, so I'm very grateful for that. But I don't think people might take that into consideration when you're owning your own building.
Just down the street, we found RJ Grant steaming shirts inside the clothing store that bears his name. He owns the building that houses his business, and he leases space to two others. If the millage is renewed, he'll continue to pay what is likely thousands of dollars each year. It's money he's happy to give.
Well, we're just all for education, so we don't have any other ways that we can help at this point in time. That's our means, and that's how we do it.
If approved, the millage will bring in $5.5 million a year. That's 17% of the district's budget, according to Superintendent Jennifer Brown. This is how the tax breaks down. If a property is assessed at $100,000, it would be taxed $1,900 annually. Here's Brown.
This is how we pay for curriculum, materials, heating, buildings, teachers' salaries. So it is a considerable amount of our operating budget. Transportation, buses, maintenance, custodial, food service.
The poverty rate in Wexford County is higher than the national average. Here it sits at 13.1%, according to the latest census numbers. In response, the district says it offers things like free and reduced lunches and literacy programs in the summer and year-round tutoring.
Some of those things that we wouldn't have to provide, we feel we do because they're basic needs for our kids so they can focus on reading, math, science, social studies, the arts, and some, you know, enrichment activities that really fulfill a good educational experience.
That was Brown again. The last time this millage went up for a vote was in 2013. It passed by 73%. Brown says she doesn't take another yes vote for granted, but if it's not approved, she doesn't plan to cut the budget. She says she'll bring the issue to the voters again. In Cadillac, Laura Michaels, Interlochen Public Radio.
It's important to note this millage renewal is different than the bond voters approved in 2018, says the district. That one was for capital improvements.